Welcome to the Christopher Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Stead.
Welcome to this episode of the CASAFA Show in what's likely to be a massive week for the game on the continent, with the Confederation of African Football elections for both the President and the Executive Committee in Morocco on Friday.
In the previous episode, we heard from the presidential candidate, Dr. Patrice Motsepe, as well as those from the CASAFA region running for the FIFA Council and CAF Exco seats. This time round, it's the turn of two candidates for the position of women's representative on the Exco, Kanizat Ibrahim from the Comores and Patricia Rajari-Ison from Madagascar, to put forward their vision for the future of the game.
But before that, we speak to Vela Khumalo, who's the coach of South Africa at under-17 level and who will be taking his team to the Africa Cup of Nations at under-17 level in Morocco on Thursday. They've been placed in what looks, on paper at least, a group of death at the finals. Coach, you've been drawn alongside Cameroon, Senegal and Mali in Group C. You start with the latter. What was your reaction off the draw, and are you confident this is a pool that you can get out of and into the quarterfinals or the knockout phase?
Yes, you know, this is what I've been saying. This has been our theme. We are well aware of the powerhouse football countries that we are faced with, but we just said to ourselves that they have created their history and we want to make history. So we are well aware and the preparation are going well. We're looking forward to this interesting group.
Now, you did exceptionally well to win the CASAFA Men's Under-17 Championship in Nelson Mandela Bay in November, which served as the regional qualifier of this event. Have you kept the core of that squad for the finals in Morocco?
Well, yes, definitely. We kept, let's say, 85% of those boys because of some medical illness and stuff, and we had to let go of four of our players, which are key positions, but we substituted them with equally good players as well. So we're keeping the most, the 85% of this boys.
Coach, can you tell us a bit about your build-up? I mean, how long have you been in camp? How much time will you have in camp? And what sort of preparation have you had here in South Africa? And then when you get to Morocco, you're going to be there 10 days before your first game. What are you planning to do in the build-up?
We are in the 5 days of our camp now, and we're doing mostly the logistics, and which we are done with them. This is our third session today. This morning, we just from the session. I can safely say that we are in the right track, considering the fact that we are still going to have time that side, at least just so that we can have two friendly games that we can have before the actual tournament. That would be great for us.
Now, there's often a sort of a mismatch in size, especially in junior football, between South African players and their more physical opponents from the West and Central Africa. How will you counter that, and does that kind of affect your game plan for the matches?
It is actually a plus to say they are big, we are a little bit smaller, but we're playing a quick football. We are using our speed more than anything, and I think that will be our plus factor. That is what is going to work for the team. And I think tactically we are very superior. We understand what is expected from the boys. Understand the execution is okay. I'm happy with what we are doing at the moment. Yeah. That will be maybe a plus factor for us, considering that we are playing big and strong players. If you remember Zambia, they were more like the same. Angola, they were also the same, big and strong, but we had to use our speed.
So, Coach, if I look at your squad, I notice that there are five players selected from the School of Excellence in Gauteng. Is that a sign that the School of Excellence is bouncing back in terms of producing top talent? I mean, we know the greats like Stephen Pienaar came out of that school. Is that a very positive sign for our football?
It is positive, but at the same time, you remember, I did not really have enough time because of the COVID to go around the length and the breadth of South Africa. So the School of Excellence was always there, so I had to go and at least have a few players, which is really working out for us. School of Excellence is always doing good work for us.
And Coach, you know, the tournament has been expanded to 12 teams this year. Outside of your group, who do you see as the title contenders? And does the fact that the 2021 FIFA World Cup or under-17 World Cup has been cancelled, does that take a little bit of a gloss and a shine off this tournament for you, as it, obviously it's no longer a qualifier for a global event?
it's a big disappointment on our side, because our planning was to go through and through to the World Cup, but now that it is not there, and we find ourselves in the team that is, I think, Cameroon, they are the defending champions, and that is a side that I think is going to really come out strong, because they want to defend us, but not in our expense. We really want to give it our best shot. I think Cameroon will stand a good chance of going through, but we want to give it our best shot.
And the last question, Coach, I mean, what would you be satisfied with? Semi-finals, final, winning it? Is it win at all costs? What's the target, the minimum target for you?
If we can make it to the knockout stages, anything can happen there. But I think the most important thing is to go to the next stage of the tournament, and then we take it from there. We all want to win this tournament, but I cannot really put pressure on my boys to say they must go all out there and win it. We'll take game by game, and we really want to see ourselves in the knockout stages. If it gets to the finals, that will be cherry on top.
Next is an interview with Patricia Rajelison from Madagascar, who's hoping to win a seat on the CAF Executive Committee in one of the allocated positions that are set aside for women. She is an experienced administrator with the Malagasy Football Federation and looking to take her talents onto a bigger continental stage. Our Mauritius-based colleague Benoit Thomas caught up with her.
So first of all, thank you to COSAFA for giving me this opportunity to express myself, and thank you, Benoit, for the interview. So my background is I started to be in charge of women's football in Madagascar since 2009, where they were desperately looking for a woman to be able to develop the program for Madagascar, because it was a FIFA requirement at the time that women should be in charge of women's football. So I started in 2009, and then the next year I was elected at the Madagascar Executive Committee, and stayed in charge of women's football, but also of marketing and communication. So I started to be on COSAFA, Women Executive Committee, the very first one. I think it was in 2017 or 18. Mm-hmm. And then I was also on CAF, Women's Football Executive, Women's Football Commission in 2017. And now I'm not on the Madagascar Expo anymore, but I'm still involved in football within CAF, mm-hmm. but also I'm also on the FIFA Task Force for Women Football Professionalization. So I don't work in Madagascar anymore, because I was not elected on the last elections, but I'm still involved at CAF and FIFA level.
Okay, thank you. You have sought election to the CAF Executive Committee. What are your ultimate aims should you win a place on the Exco?
Well, the main goal would be to implement the women's football strategy that was defined last year. So that really couldn't start. The implementation couldn't really start as we had the COVID-19 that impacted all the activities. So and also my main objective is make sure that all the competition will take place. You know, because we have the African Women Cup of Nations that was cancelled last year, which is quite understandable because of the COVID-19. So the next edition will be in 2022, mm-hmm. normally in Morocco. So we will have, for the first time, we will have 12 teams on this competition. But it is also very important that we should start to have youth competition, like under 20 and under 17, exactly like the men's football. So my ultimate goal will be to have a senior competition with 16 teams, mm-hmm. and also have the youth competition under 20 and under 17 with at least 8 teams. And because it is so important that the players should have the experience of international games as soon as possible. We all know that we don't reinvent the wheel. So if you want to have results in World Cups, you have to start very early.
What is your view on the growth of women's football in Africa? Is enough being done?
Well, yes. There was a lot of progress for the last 10 years, I would say. Thanks to FIFA, because FIFA has allocated a lot of money, a lot of funding for at the federation level. So there was a real boost. And but it's not enough because we have to. This is why we have to follow up. FIFA is doing a lot on development, but CAF should do more in terms of competition because it is linked. You know, development without competition doesn't make sense, and competition is also development. So I would say complementary. And I would say that if FIFA is already investing a lot in terms of development, then CAF should invest more in competition. This is why is the main objective. Competition also has, of course, a lot of funding, you know, because we struggled a lot already to find a hosting country for women's competition. And I understand because it is it's quite costly, and women's football for the time being is not profitable because we don't have the sponsors, we don't have enough audience and so on. Mm-hmm. So this is a whole model that needs to be built. Not necessarily the same model as the men model. I guess we can find new models because when it is linked to women, especially in Africa, we can find other source of funding, you know. So this is something we have to investigate now because it is all very nice to say we're going to increase the competition, mm-hmm. but you have to find the financial sources also.
Okay, thank you. So you must be excited at the potential of the COSAFA Women's Club Champions League that is set to kick off, I guess.
Yes, of course. I mean, you know that the national teams are great. This is the vitrine, as we say in mm-hmm. French. But the players on a daily basis, they are under the club's supervision. So I guess the clubs also deserves to have more visibility. So yes, it is quite exciting. And it will be also an incentive for all clubs within the SAFA region to support their champion teams and also support their local competitions. So yes, for sure, it's a huge incentive for clubs and players, and also a good opportunity to have better visibility on the continent and also internationally. And you know, this is linked to the Champions League project that CAF has announced. So mm-hmm. We cannot launch Champions League at continental level if we don't have it at regional level. So it is totally linked.
Do you think the addition of extra places to Africa at the FIFA Women's World Cup from 2023?
Yes, of course. In fact, I expected the African, I expected CAF and African countries to have more than four slots, you know, because mm-hmm. I thought that we would get five, but unfortunately we didn't get it. But it is normal because our results in the previous World Cups were not good enough, I guess, to deserve the five slots. But mm-hmm. We have to work hard to deserve those slots. So four is already great because before that we had three. And there's an additional slot that we have to take advantage and show the world that we have good teams and good players, yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your time, Patricia. And we wish you good luck for the election.
Thank you. I hope it will work, you know, because it's a little bit complicated when you hear all the news mm-hmm. about the president elections. But yes, I hope that we will avoid the female seat will avoid all those political issues.
Our final segment this week is with Kanizat Ibrahim, who is also seeking election to the CAF Exco in one of the positions set aside for women. She was previously president of the Normalization Committee put in charge of the Comores Football Federation. And again, we thank Benoit for conducting the interview, which is in French but followed by English translation.
Bonjour, Madame Kanizat Ibrahim. Vous êtes candidate aux élections des membres du comité exécutif de la Confédération Africaine de Football. Pouvez-vous, s'il vous plaît, nous faire un petit rappel de votre parcours dans le football? Good morning, Madame Kanizat Ibrahim. You are running for the election of the Executive Committee of CAF. Can you please give us a little background as to your previous work in football?
Bonjour. Donc, je suis Kanizat Ibrahim des îles Comores. J'étais la présidente du comité de normalisation qui a été mis en place par la FIFA en novembre 2019. J'avais après 9 mois pour ma mission, mais à cause du Covid, elle a été prolongée à 15 mois. Donc la mission consistait donc à gérer les affaires courantes de la fédération, c'est-à-dire le fonctionnement au quotidien, mais également nous occuper de l'organisation des matchs de qualification pour la CAN 2022. Nous avions aussi à réviser les statuts de la fédération, le code électoral, le code éthique, et de telle sorte de s'assurer de leur conformité avec les statuts, règlements et exigences de la FIFA. On devait aussi veiller à ce que ils soient valablement soumis au congrès de la fédération pour adoption. Parmi les autres tâches, nous avons aussi à réviser les statuts et le code électoral des ligues, parce qu'il faut savoir que les Comores est composé donc de trois îles, donc chaque île a une ligue, donc la Grande Comore, Moïti et Anjon, de telle sorte que ces statuts soient conformes aux nouveaux statuts de la fédération ainsi qu'aux statuts et aux exigences de la FIFA, bien sûr, tout en veillant à ce qu'ils soient aussi valablement soumis aux ligues en question pour être adoptés. Et puis, en dernier lieu, nous avions donc à organiser, superviser les élections à tous les niveaux, que ce soit au niveau de la fédération et sur la base et des ligues, bien sûr, et sur la base de nouveaux statuts et codes électoraux.
Thank you. Hello, I am Kaniza Ibrahim from Comoros Island. I was the chairperson of the normalization committee that was set up by FIFA in November 2019. I had about nine months to accomplish my mission, but because of the COVID-19, it was extended to 15 months. During that period, I had to manage the day-to-day running of the federation and organize the qualifying matches of Comoros for AFCON 2022. I had also to review the statutes of the federation, so as to ensure that they comply with FIFA requirements. My mission was also to organize and to supervise the election of the federation, as well as the leagues. We have three islands, and each one has a league. Vous êtes candidate à l'élection du comité exécutif de la CAF. Quelles seront vos priorités si vous êtes élue?
Alors, ma priorité est de participer activement aux changements et aux réformes de la CAF, que la CAF a besoin. En effet, il est très important de véhiculer une bonne image du football africain en instaurant une bonne gouvernance, les bonnes pratiques et la culture du mérite. Il faut savoir que la CAF devrait davantage travailler en collaboration étroite avec chaque fédération pour mieux comprendre les problématiques propres à chaque pays, parce que chaque pays est différent, et ainsi apporter aussi des solutions les plus appropriées. Il est primordial pour moi, en tout cas, de se fixer des objectifs ambitieux. Par exemple, faire gagner une Coupe du Monde aux équipes nationales, aussi bien chez les hommes que chez les femmes. Et pour y arriver, il faudrait développer une politique solide de renforcement de capacités en termes, par exemple, d'infrastructures, de formation dans tous les domaines liés au développement du football. Je pense que voilà, ce serait mes premières priorités.
You have sought election to the CAF Executive Committee. What are your ultimate aims should you win a place on the Exco? My priority is to actively participate in the changes and reforms that CAF needs. It is very important to convey a good image of African football by establishing good governance, good practices, and a culture of merit. CAF should work more closely with each federation to better understand the issues regarding each country. It is essential for me to set ambitious goals, such as winning a World Cup for both men and women. To achieve this, we must develop the right policy in terms of infrastructure and training. Que pensez-vous de la croissance du football féminin en Afrique? Est-ce qu'on en fait assez? What is your view regarding the growth of women's football in Africa? Is enough being done?
Le football féminin se développe réellement en Afrique, mais on ne peut pas dire qu'on en a assez fait. Il faut toujours viser l'excellence et mobiliser davantage de moyens pour développer le football féminin. Et j'ai moi-même tout un programme et je compte soumettre ça à la CAF. Alors, il faut savoir que le football est en soi un prétexte d'émancipation pour les femmes sur le continent africain. Donc, il faut assumer cette présence de femmes en Afrique et se battre pour qu'elles deviennent un modèle exemplaire sur tous les plans, et y compris le football.
Women's football is indeed developing in Africa, but we can't say that enough has been done. We must always aim for excellence and prepare more resources to develop women's football. I have a consistent program that I intend to submit to CAF. Football can be a source of emancipation for women on the African continent, and we must assume the presence of women in Africa and enable them to become a model in all areas, including football. Quel est votre sentiment à l'idée qu'une Ligue des champions réunissant les clubs féminins de la COSAFA pourrait voir le jour cette année? You must be excited at the potential of the COSAFA Women's Club Champions League that is set to kick off.
Alors, de belles initiatives de ce genre ne peuvent qu'être encouragées. Donc, faire valoir l'excellence du football féminin et ainsi encourager les jeunes filles à faire du foot et encourager aussi les États à développer davantage le football féminin, il faut faire de sorte que ce soit une priorité dans le football. Cette idée donnera davantage de visibilité, bien sûr, au football féminin. Et je pense que ça motivera aussi les clubs et les joueuses hein, et contribue également à relever le niveau technique. Je pense aussi que cela pourrait aussi attirer des sponsors dont nous avons énormément besoin pour financer le développement du football féminin.
Thank you. Great initiatives like this can only be encouraged. Promoting the excellency of women's football will first encourage young girls to play football. It will also encourage African countries to develop women's football. It will motivate players and clubs to raise the level, particularly on the technical aspect, which will help attract sponsors, which will help to develop women's football. Pensez-vous que l'attribution de places supplémentaires pour l'Afrique lors de la Coupe du Monde féminine de la FIFA à partir de 2023 encouragera davantage les pays à investir dans le football? Do you think that the addition of extra places to Africa at the FIFA Women's World Cup from 2023 will encourage more countries to invest in women's football?
Vous savez que l'Afrique regorge d'énormes potentiels, donc le fait d'attribuer des places supplémentaires permettrait également à l'Afrique de dévoiler ses talents. Donc oui, effectivement, ça serait une très bonne chose, car participer à une Coupe du Monde est le rêve ultime de toute une fédération. En plus, les joueuses africaines peuvent être des ambassadrices capables de faire la promotion de notre continent. Et si nos fédérations et nos États comprennent cela, davantage de ressources financières seront investies pour développer le football féminin.
Thank you. Africa has enormous potential, so allocating more places will also allow Africa to develop its talents. It will also be a very good thing, especially when we know that participating in a World Cup is the dream of any federation. This will help our players to be ambassadors who are promoting our continent. If the federations and countries of Africa understand this, more financial resources will be invested in developing women's football. Madame Kaniza Ibrahim, thank you and good luck for the election.
Tout le plaisir est pour moi. Je vous remercie de m'avoir invité.
Thank you. It was a pleasure and thank you.
That's it for another episode of the COSAFA Show. All eyes will be on Rabat on Friday when African football will decide its path for the next 4 years at the elective Congress. But let's not forget also the start of the Under-17 Continental Championship and wish COSAFA's two representatives, South Africa and Zambia, all the best.
Don't forget you can listen to more of our podcasts on Soccer Laduma Radio, COSAFA.tv, Spotify and iTunes. And you can get all the latest news via our website at www.cosafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Goodbye.